हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So now we've had where Draupadi is been insulted by Kichika, and she's gone to Bhima. And Bhima also, he's feeling very bad. But, you know, so she's telling him that, you know, he should do something and all that. And at the same time, being upset with everything like that. And Bhima told Draupadi to be patient and not to criticize Yudhishthira. He cited the examples of other great ladies who had followed their husbands in times of misery. Eventually, they were all brought again to happiness due to their virtuous practices. Right? So that's that. The point is if you perform your duties and you're virtuous, then things eventually become better. That's just how the material energy works. You do good work and it'll go towards good. You do bad work, it goes towards bad. But because nothing's ever pure, then therefore even you're doing good work, there'll be some disturbance, and even you're doing bad, there'll be some good. So the only actual solution is then God consciousness, because that will solve the problem of this cycle of karma. Bhima held Draupadi's hands. Less than a month now remains of our exile. He said, after that time, you will again become an empress. Do not doubt. Right? So he's pointing out, just you hold on for the next month and then everything will be fine. Draupadi threw herself onto Bhima's chest. I do not think I will last that long. The wicked-minded Kichika will not leave me alone. He has no fear from anyone and will doubtlessly seek to outrage me if I do not accept him. That man is without virtue, right? So it means either he'll keep trying and all that, and if she keeps rejecting as she, you know, it will, then he'll at some point get so frustrated that actually try to make problems for her. So in any way, he's going to harass her. That man is without virtues. So because of that, he doesn't know that, okay, I approached, she said no, leave it at that. No, he has to have, because he wants, he has to have. And if he can't have, nobody has. Like that kind of thing. He is proud, cruel, impudent, and warlike. Absorbed only in gratifying his senses. Even the king has no power over him. And he will not hesitate to approach me as he pleases. Right? Because right in the court, in front of the king, he approached. So that means he has no shame at all. O Bhima, although you Pandavas are adhering to your pledges out of virtue, you will surely suffer a loss of virtue when I am violated and give up my life. To protect one's wife is a pious husband's first duty. For from the wife one's own self is born as the son. For heroes there is always virtue in repressing the enemy. O mighty one, as you have always rescued me from wicked men, I entreat you to slay Kichika without delay. If he should live for even one more day, I shall swallow poison and give up my life. Right, and being a Kshatriya, they're very focused. So if Draupadi says this is what she's going to do, this is what she's going to do. So you have to take it very seriously. So they're saying these, they're not just saying this to be dramatic. Like that. And he's saying for a pious husband, his first duty is taking care of the wife. Because that's the point, that's what makes him a husband, because he has a wife. He doesn't take care of the wife, technically he's not a husband. So that's his first duty. So for us, then spiritual is our first duty. But then within the material world, then the husband takes care of the wife, husband, you know, the parents, the children respect the parents, you know, it goes down like that. But it always starts, you know, up with Krishna. Bhima made up his mind. He could not stand Draupadi's pain. Taking her by the shoulders, he said, gentle one, I will do as you say. Today I will slay Kichika and all his followers. Right, so not only him, but everyone connected with him, right? Because we saw before, Draupadi, when she was insulted, his assistants, they tried to help. You know, him, not her. Listen carefully. When the sun rises, you should go to him with sweet smiles. Tell him that you secretly hold in your heart an attraction for him. then arranged to meet him in the evening. There is a dancing hall some way from the other residences that is empty at night. Have him come there, and I shall greet him and send him to meet his ancestors. Right. So he's saying is that you in the morning say, yes, meet me at this place. It being a dance hall, it's not used except for when there's going to be a program. So that means no one's residing there, so no one will hear the sound. It's a big place, and, you know, they can, perform their dancing routines, and it doesn't matter. At the same time, it's Bhima who will be there. So when he comes there to meet Draupadi, then it'll be Bhima who will be there. Overjoyed, Draupadi embraced Bhima and left his room, right? So this is at night. So he's saying, so in the morning, then this is what you do. Just after dawn the next day, Kichika went to the palace to seek her out. Finding her in the queen's quarters, he said, timid one, yesterday you witnessed my power. Although I threw you down in front of the king, he said nothing. He is king in name only. I am the actual ruler here. Accept me as your lord, and I shall bestow heaps of gold and gems upon you. 100 male and 100 female servants will wait upon you. You know, he's saying, you know, this is a big thing. Draupadi had thousands, you know, of maid servants, you know. You'll ride in the best of chariots. Oh, beautiful, most beautiful lady, let us be united. Draupadi saw her chance. She glanced down demurely, turning herself slightly away from Kichika. She replied, mighty hero, our union together must be without anyone else's knowledge. I am afraid of my husband's. If we can lie in secret, then I shall be yours. Now, she's not just saying yes, you know, this and that, but she's saying, you know, it has to be secret. Kichika laughed with joy, placed a hand on Draupadi's shoulder and replied eagerly, It shall be as you say. I am under your control and overpowered by Cupid. Let us meet in some lonely place where none shall detect us. Sickened within herself, but smiling outwardly, right, because one, the whole thing, and has his hand on her shoulder. Draupadi said, not far from here is the king's dancing hall. The princess uses it only in the day. I will go there 2 hours after sunset. Meet me there. Right, because the sun will go down, and then everything's busy in that. And by 2 hours after that, everybody settles into their night routine, you know. So, you know, kids are going to bed, and others are that, or they're doing whatever their evening duties. But, you know, before that, it's still quite busy. People will be moving around. Draupadi left at once and went to her own chamber. Thinking of the night to come, the day seemed like a month. So if the day seems like a month, how much is a month going to seem like to her, right? How much is there till the end? So that would mean technically years, you know? On the plea of feeling ill, she remained in her room the whole day because she just didn't want to go out and see Kichika again because he might come and say, hey, you know, and all these stuff. She felt sullied by her conversation with Kichika and would only feel peaceful when he was slain, right? Once he's dead, then she's cool. For his part, Kichika was filled with anticipation. As evening approached, he dressed carefully and ornamented himself. He put on fragrant garlands and smeared his limbs with perfumes and sandalwood paste. Burning with lust, he waited impatiently for nightfall. As soon as the sun had set, Bhima made his way to the dancing hall. He slipped inside and hid himself, waiting for Kichika's arrival. Draupadi also came there, and before long, Kichika entered the darkened hall. He called out for Draupadi, although praised for my handsomeness by the women in my house, I came here thinking of you alone, right? You know, just it inspires that all the others say I'm handsome. They all like, but I only think of you, even though they tell me I'm handsome. She hasn't told him he's handsome yet. You shall become the best of my consorts, and I shall give you immense wealth. Oh, fair maiden, where are you? So that's all he ever thinks of. The only thing he says is, you know, we'll have a nice relationship. And he doesn't say, he just says, I'll give you wealth, I'll give you. So for him, all that matters is wealth and power. And so then for he thinks, you know, bestowing that upon his, you know, those connected with him, then that's a very glorious thing. But it's quite shallow, you know, if that's all there is. Oh, fair maiden, where are you? By my good fortune, you have come here tonight, handsome one. Now she says. Draupadi replied sweetly, I consider your touch as burning. And as you are an expert at gallantry, there is no other man as attractive as you are to women. I am over here, right? as there's no one else as attractive to women, because being a gallant, he's therefore trying to catch all the ladies' attention and doing all that. And so then, in that way, for women, it's fun, you know, because here you have a guy that's trying to make the women feel important and all that, but it's because he feels he's important. But at least it's projected towards the women and all that. He takes care, he does this and that, and so it's attractive. Kichika moved towards the sound of Draupadi's voice. Bhima was hiding behind a silk drape at the side of the hall. Because in those days, you have the hall, but it can be is that you like you have the ceiling, and then in the corner between the ceiling and the wall, at that point, many times there's all kinds of decorative work like that. So the ceiling and that decorative work then is fancy. The walls will be plain. So many times the curtains go from that point at that under the decoration of the ceiling all the way down to the floor. One, it makes it very beautiful and all that, but two, it also then gets rid of echo. So especially like this, like a dance hall, you don't want the sound echoing around and all. How do you dance if you've hit the beat here and then it goes off and it comes back and it's out of time? So you have to make the deaden the sound and all that. So that's another aspect. So therefore columns and walls, everything will be done. Except for the decorative parts, it'll all be curtain. You know, and of course, where there's a window, you can let the light in, right? As Kichika passed, he suddenly came out and stood before him. Yeah, so Draupadi's at one place, she said like that. So where she was, he would have to, where the door is, and where Draupadi is, she would have to, Kichika would have to walk past Bhima, right? Bhima's angry voice boomed out. Today your sister shall behold you, the vile as you are, thrown down on the earth with your limbs shattered. With you slain, Sharindri shall wander freely without fear. Then too shall we, her husbands, live happily. Right? Because she said she had Gandharva husbands and she said all that. And so nobody believes, right? Because where are they, you know? Bhima immediately seized hold of Kichika's hair, which was adorned with garlands, and dragged him down. Kichika was shocked, right? Because he's completely in this amorous mood, and then suddenly there's this challenge and all, so he's not expecting this at all. Sharindri had tricked him, right? Because he said, oh yes, this, that, he's just going to pursue, like she said. So then she's told her husbands, right? But nobody believes she has five Gandharva husbands that will kill anybody who bothers her, and so here it is, right? Snapping quickly out of his mood of enjoyment, he pulled himself free of Bhima's grasp. Bhima punched Kichika with his iron hard fists. Kichika took hold of Bhima's two arms and tried to kick away his feet. The two mighty men shuffled violently about the hall, locked together. They appeared like the two celestial monkeys, Vali and Sugriva, fighting together in days of yore. Breaking apart, they stood belligerently facing one another. Their upraised arms looked like two pairs of furious five-hooded serpents. They struck one another with the force of thunderbolts. The empty hall resounded with great cracks, and the walls trembled. Right, that's why he wanted it in a place where it's out of the way, no one will hear. Enraged, they fought with fists, nails, and teeth. They kicked and hurled each other about with the force of a tempest. Neither showed fatigue nor wavered. Blows rained down without cessation as both men became worked up into a fury. Like two powerful bulls, they came against each other again and again. As their blows landed, the air was filled with the sound of trees splitting open. Kichika was astonished at his opponent's power, right? Because Kichika, having the power of 10,000 elephants, he doesn't expect anybody else to be like that. So that's why he's so proud. Even someone that, you know, what does he care for anybody? So he's surprised here because Bhima is also. But now he'll be angry because he has a fighting mood and all that, and he's a nasty person. But Bhima is upset because he's insulting his wife, so he's going to have more, you know, anger. Although he had fought and defeated great heroes all over the world, he had never encountered such a foe. Right? He might have gotten a little bit, well, he doesn't know him. But it was like fighting with a mountain or the earth itself. Kichika exerted himself to his full power, trying to throw the unshakable Bhima to the ground, but Bhima caught him in an embrace that crushed him like a steel vice. Breathing in deeply and expanding his massive chest, Kichika broke free. Bhima instantly came at him again and struck him on the breast. Then he threw Kichika across the hall as a hurricane tosses a tree. Mustering all his strength, Kichika rushed at Bhima and took hold of his neck. He pulled the Pandava down and brought his knee into his chest with all his power. Bhima was thrown to the floor and he rolled over quickly. He looked up at Kichika with burning eyes. Appearing like Yamaraj with mace in hand, he rose from the floor, blazing with anger. He bellowed at Kichika and rushed at him like a maddened elephant, charging another. The two heroes again locked together, grunting and grappling as they moved about the hall, right? So dance hall means it's a big place, so they can wrestle nicely. And it's also, it'll have high ceilings, so it means very thick walls. And it'll be designed to be quiet, because in there there'll be all the music performances and this and that. You shouldn't hear it outside, you know, because one, it shouldn't disturb others, and two, it should not attract attention, because who you want there for the performance, that's all that should be there. So it'll be made very nicely, so that's how no one else is hearing anything. Although Kichika was a powerful fighter, expert in all forms of combat, he found all his moves more than matched by Bhima. Right, because Bhima is even better, because he learned, you know, from Drona and all this, so what he knows is even better. Gradually, he felt his strength waning. Bhima, seeing his foe weakening, became even more energetic, right, because he's been fighting along, and now he's finally getting some ahead. He took hold of Kichika and crushed him in his mace-like arms. Unable to catch his breath, Kichika fell senseless to the floor. Bhima grabbed his hair and roared like a lion that had just killed a large animal. Lifting his groggy opponent above his head, he whirled him about violently. Bhima then smashed Kichika into the marble floor and fell upon him. Placing his knees on Kichika's chest, he took hold of his throat, strangling him. Draupadi was joyful as she watched the utterly enraged Bhima pounded Kichika into a mutilated mess. So she's not excited about the fight. She's excited about how much Bhima is inspired to get rid of anybody who's bothering, you know, his wife. You know, because it's the emotional aspect. He thrust his arms, legs, and heads into his body. Okay. Thus reducing to a shapeless lump of flesh. So we also saw he did that with, what's his name? Baka. Right? You know, Rakshasa, that he just beats until the arms and that go inside, legs, so you just have a ball. And then he put him up on the top. But I think they put him in, but the face is still there, so you can tell who it is. So they could tell that it's, you know, what is this and that, because it doesn't look like. Then they get close, they go, oh, that was Baka. So the same way it'll be with Kichika. His anger appeased by Kichika's death, Bhima stood up. He turned to Draupadi. See what I have done to this wretch, Panchali. You should know that any who seek to harm you will meet a similar end. Right, because then she can feel very confident. So we see Bhima, she's the most protected by. She has the most affection for Arjuna, like that. It means they must have very, very pleasant interaction. And with Yudhishthira, then it's that very formal. He's the king, she's the queen, and all that. So, and then the other two, then, you know, they're younger, and so then there'll be that kind of mood there. So each of her husbands, she has a different relationship with. So that's the point, is that she's chased because when she's with the one, she only has that mood and she doesn't desire the other. Right? Because if she desired the other, then technically she's unchaste. Because she's with her husband, it has to be only the husband. So she's with Yudhishthira, it's just Yudhishthira. So now she's with Bhima, it's just Bhima. With that. Bhima quickly left the hall and made his way back to his room. Draupadi returned to the palace and told the guards they should go to the dancing hall. There you will find he who desired another's wife. Slain by my Gandharva husbands, he lies weltering in gore. Right? You know, because they wanted Bhima go so no one will see him. Her point is that she's making a point no one should bother her, or her husbands will kill them. She made that the first day she came. She made it a condition. And they all say yes, but they don't expect anything. But so it gets known that way. The guards ran to the hall and saw the dead Kichika. They gazed in amazement at his mangled body. Gradually, thousands of soldiers came there to see their slain commander, lying amid his scattered ornaments. All of them were astonished. He was hardly recognizable. Who was capable of such a feat? Kichiko was an almost invincible warrior who had beaten the best wrestlers and fighters in the world. The soldiers gasped in disbelief. Somehow none of them suspected Balaba, right? Because that was also the blessing we see of Vyasadeva and of Yamaraj, and of, you know, everybody gave that blessing, that especially Yamaraj, he said, no one will understand you during this time. The others all said they'd be successful, so then they get the kingdom back. That means they would get through incognito, but specifically the Dharmaraj, and he said, no one will understand. So even though it's there, no one thought of him, because they saw him before wrestling, defeating that, then bring out elephants, and that no one thought of him. Because even if they did, they'll all think Kichika's stronger, so it couldn't be him. Right? Struck with wonder, they stood about asking, who could have done this? Where are Kichika's arms and legs? Where is his head? Yes, okay, yeah. So they're all asking, you know, where is everything, you know? Because where is arms and legs? Okay, someone ripped them off or cut them off? No, they're just not there, you know, because Bhima stuffed them back into his body. You know, so very, very, very unique like that. And here in this place, they wouldn't have heard of this. Like that. Okay, so we end here and then see what happens after this. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry, should we